Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1119, the topic is nutrition and the title is, I don't care about health, I just want results. So this is actually what somebody said to me recently, so I thought it would be a good prompt as to make this podcast. And unfortunately, I've heard this before, is people kind of correlate fat loss and like diets as not necessarily being the healthiest thing to do, especially if somebody's going to get on stage and kind of compete. People talk about, you know, okay, I'm going to do this crazy diet. I'm going to do all this exercise. I'm going to get all my weight off. And that's really what I care about. I don't care about being healthy. I just care about getting lean. And it's a bummer that they believe there's a separation between those. Some of it is because they believe the process of getting to great conditioning isn't a healthy way of doing it, and they're probably right based on how they're doing it. But then also, some people correlate kind of eating healthy as not necessarily being that you'll look the best. So, okay, it says to eat, you know, 4 servings of, you know, fruits and vegetables a day, 3 servings of grain or whatever the, you know, my food plate and the government recommends. That might make me healthy, but that won't make me look the way I want. So sometimes they think that getting lean is unhealthy or that being healthy means you can't be lean. Neither one of those are true. You absolutely can do both. And I wanted to make a podcast on kind of like touching on that. So with this person I was talking to recently, it's a potential client, and they had expressed the feeling of being, they said they were quote unquote done with being fat. They were overweight when they were younger. They got into decent shape when they started doing some sports in college. They got overweight out of college again because then their activity level was low. They got back into decent shape doing, I believe it was CrossFit. But then they had to move somewhere and they had a job change that got them out of shape again. And then they're getting back in shape with like kind of just going to the gym and regular basic life. So they've been kind of like in good shape, out of good shape, in good shape, out of good shape. And they were saying just their overall stress, the emotional, mental stress that they felt about seeing themselves overweight again. And they're just, I can't believe, you know, I keep finding myself back here again. I'm so frustrated. I'm so frustrated. I'm so frustrated. And I said, don't worry. No worries at all. I can definitely help. We'll get you lean and healthy. To which they replied, I don't care about health. I just want results. I laughed and said, well, lucky for you, we can do both. So, and we talked about why they felt that way and talking about how to them eating healthy didn't mean that they were going to look their best and that they had felt before that whenever they wanted to eat to look their best, they didn't feel their health was optimal. So they didn't think those kind of terms were connected and it was kind of a bummer. So we talked through everything and we discussed the methods that they had used before. And she said she just wants to use what worked before. And I kindly pointed out that the methods she had used before didn't work if she keeps finding herself back in that same place. Now, can people diet, life blows up in your face, you gain some weight back, and now all of a sudden you have to kind of fix it again? There can be billions of reasons as to why that happens. But for her, she's finding it over and over again. She's been in shape, out of shape, in shape, out of shape, in shape, out of shape. And like she had said, she's feeling super stressed about constantly finding herself overweight again. So, when she said, I just want to use what worked before, I felt the need to point out that it didn't actually work. If all you got out of it was temporary change, that isn't the definition of how I would want to define something working, is that I got the result of it and then it immediately went away. So if I go to a mechanic and I say, can you fix my car? I don't want to then drive it to my house and then the very next time I go to drive, it's broke again. I want it fixed. So I want them to fix my car and then I drive it for months and years and that issue doesn't come up again. Right? Now, they might need some fine-tuning maintenance over time, but that big issue, the main issue, is done with. It's now just kind of tweaking it and modifying it. That's what we want nutrition to be, is I get the big change I want, and then I just tweak and modify it. So when she's saying these things worked before, no, they didn't. If you constantly are finding yourself back where you started, that isn't a definition of a good diet. That doesn't mean it worked. That means it is not worked. That is the opposite of working. So, typical diets, you follow weird rules that don't like, that are kind of challenging to follow, and you follow them for a short time, and then you return to normal eating. Your normal eating, whatever you were doing before the dieting, made you overweight and unhealthy enough that you'd wanted to do a diet, right? You wouldn't have done this diet, recent diet. You don't do a diet if you're already happy with the way you look. There's something you want different. Maybe you want better performance. Maybe you want bigger muscles. Maybe you want more strength. So maybe it doesn't have to do directly with how you look. But there is a change from now that you want. There's the way you've eaten till now that got you to now. But then you have to take on a new way of eating to get to a new place. Well, if the new way of eating is weird rules that you only follow for a short time, and then you return back to what you did before, you're going to go back to where you were before. So if I ate like crap, and that made me overweight, I then follow some weird, stupid rules that I can't follow for long term, I'm going to go right back to eating like crap, and I'm going to go back to looking like crap and feeling like crap. So if a typical diet, it changes what you do now, but it doesn't change what you do forever. Other typical diet structures, they have rules set that they say you're supposed to do forever, but they're not realistic. It's not realistic as a lifestyle. Ketogenic diet, you're just not going to eat carbs for the rest of your life? That's stupid. That's ridiculous. You will need to eat carbs for the rest of your life because carbs taste good. And you like carbs. Carbs are fun. So, and there's nothing wrong with carbs. It's just overeating. When you overeat anything, you gain weight. So ketogenic diets work because they're restricting you eating, so that restricts calories, and they happen to do that restriction through a carbohydrate restriction. There's nothing wrong with carbs. Carbs are fine. Like, for example, this client told me about a diet style that they saw a trainer recommend, and this trainer needs, like, slapped across the face. And it was, in their summary, so I have to look up the trainer's information more, so I'm not going to say their name, so I don't call them out when I don't know all the information. But the person said that their diet style that this trainer recommended was to eat healthy for 3 days, and then on the fourth day you can have carbs if you want. I cringed when they were saying this. We had to fix some other things that they thought were true that were not ridiculously, like, they weren't true. So we had to go back through and fix this. And I was saying, okay, so this trainer says you can eat healthy for 3 days, and then on the fourth day have carbs. That language automatically sets up carbs as being not healthy. That's not good. That's a horrible thing to teach people. Carbs are totally fine. There's nothing wrong with carbs. They're not unhealthy. So the fact that this trainer, who's supposed to be, you know, a nutrition coach, tells people this, the language that eat healthy for 3 days, then on the fourth day you can have carbs, oh, that's scary, that's annoying, that's frustrating. Ugh. I hope this person does not have a lot of influence yet. I hope they get some more education along the way. But there's nothing wrong with eating carbs. Carbs are fine. They're a totally good and usable resource for energy. It's just when you mismanage carbohydrates. And since a lot of people like the foods that are high in carbohydrates, they tend to mismanage them. They don't manage them well. It doesn't mean carbs are unhealthy. You need to find a healthier way to manage them, but it doesn't mean they're unhealthy. Money is helpful. Money is a very good thing when used correctly. Money can also be very hurtful, and it can be a negative thing when it's viewed and used incorrectly. Money itself is not good or bad. It's what's done with it. Carbs are not good or bad. It's what's done with it. So we went on to talk, and I said what we want as a diet is to learn how to eat to manage your weight. Just learn how to eat to manage your weight. And then if you make poor choices, your weight will go up. But you'll then be knowing that you're making the poor choices because you know how to manage your weight. And then when you're ready, you can correct those poor choices and you'll be able to get your weight to come back down. So we're not looking for a diet that are just a bunch of sets of rules to follow. And then we get where we want to get, and then either we can't continue to follow those rules because they're not realistic, or we don't think we have to follow those rules anymore because we got where we wanted to go. We don't want that. We want to just learn how nutrition works, learn how to manage our weight. When I want to slack off of that because I'm super stressed and dealing with other things, I'll know my weight will go up. I know I'll make poor choices. But because I know it, when I'm ready, I can then get tightened down on those decisions, and I can change my weight whenever I want. So typical diets are temporary results, temporary behaviors. What we want is permanent results, permanent behavior change. We want knowledge. Now, if we look at healthy aspect of this, most restrictive diets, most diets to lose body fat, are not long-term healthy. And most diets that are focused on peak health are not the maximally effective for body composition. So this is true that if you look at wanting fat loss results, wanting strength results, wanting maximum muscle building results, when you want maximum results, that doesn't always correlate with maximum health. And when you want maximum health, it doesn't always correlate with maximum aesthetics or maximum abilities, maximum performance. So these two are not synonymous. Like they're not going to automatically happen as the other happens. But they absolutely can both happen if you plan for it. If you eat very minimal foods under really weird restrictions and you block out entire food groups, you're going to be limiting micronutrients. You're going to be negatively impacting your gut health and your emotional and mental health because you're feeling trapped, you're feeling restricted, you're feeling confused, you're feeling frustrated. There's all these kind of feelings that tie in with trying to follow rules that are not designed for our lifestyle, our preferences, our needs, our wants, our desires. We're following somebody else's rules for nutrition, not ours. And then if you eat healthy, what it typically results in, people looking skinny fat. So they don't have maximum muscle tissue. They don't have maximum leanness. Their blood values might be great, but they don't look that great. They don't often look the way that we want to look. So how do we find the middle? How do we get both things? We have to control calories and protein. If I learn how to manage my calories and I learn how to meet my protein needs and I do so eating the best foods I have available at the moment I'm choosing to eat. So based on my schedule, based on my preferences, based on just food availability, I'm going to choose the best foods that fit my needs to meet my calories and protein. And then you can add a couple supplements to help. Supplements like a daily vitamin, and you can cut the dose in half to save money. And then you can do like gut health, things like fiber, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, just anything that kind of has to do with digestive aids, something that helps your gut health. If you do a daily multivitamin, you do some type of gut health supplement, you're going to kind of fill in the gaps of what you might be missing in through your food variety. So really, the controlling of calories and protein is what gives you results. You do not need to eat low carb or no carb. You do not need to eat low fat or no fat. You have your targeted calories every day. You have your protein requirement. You meet your protein requirement. Whatever calories are left, you fill in with fats and carbs based on what you're doing at the moment of the meal you're eating. If you're super busy at the moment, eat carbs with your protein. If you're not doing much, you eat fats with your protein. And there could be a blend of fats and carbs in the same meal, totally fine. But you would lean more towards carbs when you're busy and more towards fats when you're not busy. If you do that, that allows for a wide variety of foods. You're going to cover a lot of micronutrient needs, but having that daily multivitamin helps, having some type of gut health thing helps. So controlling calories and protein gives you the results you want. Eating a variety of foods and the best foods available, and then using supplements to aid gut health, that's what allows you to stay healthy. So you can have results and health. You have to learn what actually matters in food. You do not need to eat low carb, no carb, low fat, no fat. You do not need to only eat between 6 and 10 p.m. You do not need to not eat for the last 3 hours of the day. You certainly as hell don't need to skip breakfast or eat less during the day and overeat at night. All these rules are just based on somebody at some point in time said this worked for me or worked for a couple of people I know. Let me just throw that out there as an option for people. So you have been selecting previously from other people's systems. Stop doing that. Make your own system. Now, how can you do that? We have a bajillion podcasts about nutrition at this point. So there are a lot of things that we've covered. And what I'd like to do is try to find a nutrition, like, kind of basics podcast that I made relatively recent. Okay, it's 1028, podcast 1028. It's a Q&A podcast titled Nutrition Basics and Macronutrient Tracking. If you listen to podcast 1028, titled Nutrition Basics and Macronutrient Tracking, it will tell you all the steps of how you can make your own diet. Yes, it's going to take some work. You might have about a total of 3 hours of podcast to listen to. And then you have an hour or two of taking notes and doing odds and ends. But you can crush that in a week. You can crush that in a month. If you spend 1 month of your entire life figuring it all out, you will have the nutrition knowledge you need for the rest of your freaking life. Or you can pay me and I'll teach it to you a lot faster, okay? But what you want to do is find your system of nutrition. Stop trying to follow somebody else's. And then saying, oh, this is annoying because this doesn't work and that doesn't work and that doesn't work and this doesn't work. And then you start making changes, but you're not educated on what those changes' impacts are. And then all of a sudden you're not following any productive system. You're following a hodgepodge of goofy mess stuff that isn't working. So you can have results in health. You just have to learn what matters towards each component, how to blend them into a system for your life, and then follow it. It's incredibly easy once you learn it. I have clients that I've worked with. I've been a personal trainer now for 19 years. I started getting paid to do this when I was 18 years old. And I have clients who I've worked with in my late teens and early 20s who still follow the nutrition methods that I showed them. They're actually still writing their own training programs based on the methods I taught them. So I've had clients that I've worked with since I've been 18 years old. We still reference back and forth and message back and forth. It's not so much like direct work anymore because they don't really need me. but they still use the systems that I taught them 19 freaking years ago. And they've been able to control their nutrition the entire time. So 19 years ago, they learned how to eat. And for the last 19 years, they've been able to control their own weight. Now, has sometimes they've gained weight? Yes, because they got stressed and they weren't making the great choices. But they knew immediately how to fix it and how to get back to it once they felt they had the energy to do so. They had knowledge of nutrition, not just some structure that they blindly follow and don't know what to do when it doesn't work, when it doesn't fit. So please, 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 please don't think that you have to sacrifice health to get results. And don't think in order for you to be healthy, you can't have six-pack abs. You can't be super strong. You can't be your best performance. You absolutely can have great health and have great results. Cool. So hopefully this lets you know that that's possible. And hopefully I gave you some ideas of what to look at. So like we said, podcast 1028 is going to be a great resource for you if you want to listen to that. And then also just knowing that it's possible. Learn how to count calories, figure out what your calories are, how to count your protein and track that stuff. It's all taught in podcast 1028, so check that out. But you can be healthy and have great results. Just know that that's absolutely possible. Cool. Well, if you want help with it, listen to podcast 1028 or hire me and I'll teach you how to do it. So all of our kind of online client structures don't come with any contracts whatsoever. So if we can work through it and I can teach you how to do it in a month or two and you understand it, you're good to go. Roll with it for the rest of your life. If you want to hang around for a couple more months and have the accountability and work on some more nuances, great, totally fine too. So we do nutrition-only counseling right now, where it's just a nutrition service, and that's an awesome, awesome service just because some people don't need the training information. So I had some people request nutrition stuff, but they didn't want to pay for the training because they don't want that. They already have a training program. So for $100 a month, you can be a nutrition-only client. I will teach you everything you need to know how to control your own nutrition. For $100 a month, you get a nutritionist on hand, and you can learn your own way to eat. Pretty damn awesome. Then we have online client structures where you do nutrition and training programming, as well as kind of like accountability coaching, mindset coaching, letting you figure out, like working with you, how to figure out, like with a busy schedule, overwhelming demands, maybe if you're having self-confidence issues, self-worth issues, we work through a lot of that as well. We have a $200 service a month and $300 service a month. The $300 comes with virtual appointments every single week. We talk face-to-face through Zoom or FaceTime or anything like that. really awesome service. A lot of people are loving that. That's actually our fastest growing one. Yay! So that's pretty cool. Thank you to everybody for doing that. And then we do have a trainer education kind of service. I had a young guy ask for me to help him become a certified personal trainer. So I'm offering that for anybody who's interested. And that has a 16-week program that will teach you all of the steps to where you can then be a personal trainer on your own and make a living doing it. So I'm very blessed to make enough money living my dream and doing what I love, living a very happy life. So if you would like to make enough income to live a totally happy life doing training only, then that's all you ever have to do. You don't have to have a 9-to-5. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. If you just want to be a, you know, online coach and trainer and make a full living doing it, that's what I can help with. So I've been blessed to be able to do that myself, and I'd love to share that blessing with you. If you're interested in any of those services, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com, or you can check out more information on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. Cool. Well, if you like today's podcast, if you want to share it, that'd be great. If the podcast is helpful in your life, please allow it to be helpful in other people's lives. You can share it on social media, email, text message, conversation with a friend, however you do. We thank you that you do it. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast on the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link, accessible through our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, so I really appreciate the financial help. I love doing it, so I'm always going to try my best to pay for it. But the help from the patrons is significantly impactful. Thank you very, very much. A lot less stress on me, so thank you. And then if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.